Welcome to Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. I'll be covering every studio song the band has recorded and every bonus track that I can find. Each week, we'll go over a new song from the beginning to where they are currently, and as they keep adding albums, I'll keep adding shows. Let the deep dive party begin.
In the magic garden, some were singing, some were dancing.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. I am your host, Scott Haskin, taking you on a journey through the random bonus tracks that were not released with official albums. And we are working through the songs from the 5 Mile session, which was part of a 10 Miles bootleg kind of thing. Our lineup on this song is on vocals, John Lawton, on guitars, Mick Box, on bass, Trevor Boulder, on drums, Lee Kerslake, and keys, Ken Hensley. Back to this lineup for a wonderful revisit. It's such a joy to hear this lineup. I really enjoyed this era of Heap. Well, I've enjoyed all the eras of Heap, really, but this one is one in particular. I love John Lawton's voice. And if you haven't heard the other episodes, I first heard him on Roger Glover's The Butterfly Ball and The Grasshopper's Feast, which is a fantastic soundtrack to a cartoon that doesn't exist, thank God, because this is just a great album on its own. It doesn't need that visual. But here we are working on this song. So this song was part of the unreleased 10 Miles High session, but it was supposedly released on Chapter and Verse, The Uriah Heep Story in 2005. I have not been able to confirm that. That is the best that I've been able to find, is the belief that it was included on this project. I don't know if this was a video project or an album, to be honest. It sounds like it was a documentary, but I really don't know. Have not been able to locate a copy of it myself. So, you know what? None of that really matters, though, because all that really matters on this show is the music, right? All the statistical stuff, who gives a shit? The song is the most important thing, and we're going to get into it right now. I don't know if this is Louisiana woman or Los Angeles woman. I'm probably Los Angeles. I don't know a lot of songs. Well, there probably are actually a lot of songs written about Louisiana women, I would imagine. So I guess we'll just find out throughout the course of the song. But here it is, LA Woman. I really like the sound of the opening guitar. It's very crispy, and I like the rhythm of it. And then when the other guitar comes in, you know, now we've got two different melodies that we're playing on top of each other that work brilliantly well together. Drums sound great. Bass sounds good. I'll be curious to see what John adds to the mix. No pun intended. Well, yeah, pun intended. Okay, so now we know that we're in Los Angeles and not Louisiana. I didn't want to presume that, even though that was more likely probably the case. But nice vocal from John. Pretty straightforward, what you would expect. Nice backing behind him. I like those little fill-ins that we're getting on guitar there. Yeah, we're off to a good start. It does have a little bit of a what I think of as a Southern rock charm to it. This is something I could see the band Boston doing. It just has that kind of riff that I think would have fit their stuff from the 70s. Pretty cool. And this, you know, we're talking 79. So this is right, you know, in that time frame, maybe a little towards the end of it.
Down on Rodeo Drive.
Now, once again, keeping in mind that these are not final polished mixes, that these have not been probably through the proper mastering treatment, the mix is a little bit off on this one. This is the first time I can think of where the vocals for John Lawton are actually a little bit too quiet. I think when that organ comes in the background, just playing the chord, it kind of overrides the vocals a little bit. Guitars are a little bit loud in conjunction to the vocals as well. I think the guitars and keys are right on. So really all we needed to do is just raise John Lawton's fader a little bit on the mixer and get him just a little more focused in there. But apart from that, it sounds really good. The drums sound pretty good. The bass sounds pretty good. This is not a bad mixed album for a bootleg. I like that. I like when the riff changed there. That's really cool. It gives a new focus to the song. It's very short-lived because we're obviously heading into another part here. But I really like that when it goes lower. I think that's a really good sound and a really good progression for the previous riff. Great way to dial it back and then bring it back fairly quickly. Really like the bass guitar during this part too. See if you can maybe even rewind and listen if you didn't hear what the bass was doing. It's worth it because it's playing some interesting stuff. And again, you know, not uncommon for Trevor Boulder at all, but very cool nonetheless. Okay, so that guitar work was clearly way too quiet in the mix. I mean, when the rhythm guitar is overriding the solo, that definitely means that there's a problem. So again, I go back to the fact that these are demo mixes. These are not polished studio ready for release. This stuff was not meant to be released at this stage. And as far as I know, this is as far as it got. So, it sucks because I'd really like to hear that clarity and hear what the guitar was playing, make sure I'm hearing everything in full. I don't know that I am. What I did hear, I liked. You know, I haven't said anything bad, I don't think, about a single solo that Mick or Ken ever did. So I'm sure I would have liked what I'm hearing, but I can't hear enough of it to really make sure. I do, again, get that sort of Southern rock feel to this one, which is cool. It's just such a different direction for Uriah Heep. That's really nice, the way that they're switching out of the riffs there. I like that. I like the steel guitar that we're hearing. I'm assuming that's Ken. And I like how full on the song is played. You know, I don't know if they thought this was going to be a final recording for release or not, but what I can say is that the performances are there. The passion in the vocals is there. Everything, all the elements is there. It's just, you know, an incomplete mix. So it's a shame. I have no idea where the master tapes might be, if they still even exist. If they do, I would love to see this album get remixed and mastered and released in a proper fashion. I think that'd be fantastic. because the writing's there. It's just a different, a different approach for the band at this time. They were experimenting a lot musically, I think, during the Lawton period too, trying to find that new voice. And this is just a different direction to go. It doesn't even really take away from the hard rock feel, because a lot of that Southern rock stuff had a really good hard edge rhythm to it, just like we're hearing here. I'm thinking of bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd also, and which, thanks to the Skynyrd Reconsidered podcast, I actually know some of their music now. I think I knew one or two songs before that, Freebird being one of them, which not a huge fan of that song. That one for me has been overplayed to death, but I think there was something else I knew by them too. But in any case, it does have the same feel to their music. It's good, simple riffs and really solid playing. And I definitely sense some of that here. I would love to see a proper release of this album if it's even remotely possible. I also want to mention, I don't think I said this before, Lee Kerslake's cymbals sound really good on this one too. A lot of times I haven't been able to hear them in the mixes, or they've been very, very quiet. These are nice. They're not overbearing. They're right at a good volume. They punch through so you get the full effect of it. And there's just enough bass drum to give a punch to that cymbal crash as well. I really like the overall sound of the song. Just a couple things missing in the process there. The last couple of minutes, I think, were fairly repetitive. I think another part, or maybe chopping the song down by a minute, would have been fine. I would have rather have seen another part, or at least some change in the end, just doing something different. But it's a good song. I really like it. I like where it was headed. I think that this is well worth listening to. It's one I'm sure that I'll listen to again. I used to get really turned off by titles like LA Woman, anything that, I don't know, it just seems like we're trying to be rock and roll and using titles like that. I've talked about that before. So it's one that I would have listened to but not gone into with great enthusiasm just because of the title. However, that being said, once I started listening to it, I'm sure I would have said, this is actually pretty cool. Who cares what the title is? Because it's a good song. And I'm sure I would have ended up with that same ultimate destination anyway, because it is a good song. It's very catchy, little unnecessarily long, but again, demo version could have been faded out a minute earlier. There's who knows what would have happened to the final version on the actual album had it been released. So I hate to judge it, but it's the only thing I have to go off of. But very cool song. I liked it for sure. I like the feel of this stuff. It's different for Heap, but it's good writing. If you take aside the expectations that you have of the band, whether it be fantasy, whether it be, just hard-edged rock and roll, progressive, whatever. If you take all that aside and just listen to the song, it's a good song. It's enjoyable. Those fill-ins on the steel guitar are really good. It's worth listening to. That's where I'll leave that. So thank you guys for joining me for another episode of the show. We'll be back on Monday. I hope you have a great weekend. You know what? There is a video from Ask Mick that talks about this album. So I'm going to put that in the show notes. It's, you know, there aren't really any answers there. It's just entertaining. Just, you know, go check it out. It's always great to hear from Mick and just see that smile on his face and how he just seems to enjoy everything. I love that about the guy. He's just an amazing, amazing, happy person. And I love that. So I'll put the link in the show notes and check that out and enjoy. So do something great for yourself this weekend, guys. Do something for somebody else. Just takes a minute to change someone's life and very little effort. Take care, guys. Cheers.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. If you have enjoyed this show, please consider going over to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast outlet, leaving a rating or a review. Be sure to subscribe to make sure that you are notified when new episodes are available. Please be sure to share this podcast with your fellow Uriah Heep enthusiasts and anyone who you think would like Uriah Heep, which should be everyone. And if you are so inclined, please feel free to contribute to the Patreon account. And if you are not a Patreon subscriber, you can also pay through the PayPal link on the website listed in the show links below. I would also like to thank Uriah Heep for their very generous support of the show, and thank you guys for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. Happy days!